A Tokelauan Maori survivor shares his experiences of extensive abuse and differential treatment whilst in state care and in the care of the Salvation Army. This week is the second and last week of the Abuse in Care Royal Commission of Inquiry Pacific Investigation hearing at the Whale'o Samoa in Māngere. Billy Pukatanu spoke about the key factors which led him to being placed in care, the long-lasting impacts of that abuse, and his ideas for transformative change. Sarah Jane Hopgood with the story.
50-year-old Billy Pukatanu from Porirua grew up in a household filled with violence. He says his earliest childhood memory was looking up at his dad beating up his mum. His mum is bipolar and suffers from schizophrenia, but at the time the family didn't know how to manage her mental illness. Mr. Tanu says that with everything happening at home, he started playing up, missing school and running away from home, and this led him to ending up in Ipuni Boys Home.
That's kind of like a welcome to Ipuni Boys Home. The boys are waiting in their rooms opposite each other, and whatever they got in their hand, you just got to try and run through and make it to the end. So I had to run, and some of them had their chairs and they'll smash you on the way through, and didn't get very far. And he got like two or three doors and then I was on the ground.
Mr. Tanu experienced physical, emotional and sexual abuse from residents and staff. He remembers being around 9 years old, despite his record saying he was 12 years old when he went to the home. He says the staff never responded to his complaints about the abuse he was getting.
Staff members would often pick on us. One of them was, didn't like Pacific Islanders or Maoris. Well, after a few hidings, after a while, I got sick of it and I'll just approach the staff members and tell them what's been going on. And they'll turn around and laugh it off and reply with a harden up me.
He was in and out of Ipuni for a few years and then later transferred to Arbor House in July 1983, which he remembers clearly because it was his 12th birthday and they baked him a big truck-shaped cake. Mr. Tunnel says it was different to Ipuni Boys Home, where it wasn't full of thugs and gangsters, there was no secure unit and not much physical violence. However, there was sexual abuse that took place there. This next clip is the council assisting the hearing, Semisi Pohiva, with Mr. Tanu.
And then a lot of what you described about the sexual activity happening at Ipuni also was happening at Arbor House?
Yeah, pretty much. First got there, there was only boys, but later on there was a mixture of girls from the surrounding suburbs.
When Mr. Tanu was 14 years old, he went to Hauraville Boys Home, which is a boys' home run by the Salvation Army. In this placement, he experienced physical, sexual and substance abuse and also differential treatment.
I used a lot of stuff like glue and Bostik and Eidos. It just takes me away from all the pain that I've been feeling.
Mr. Tunnel's records throughout his teenage years show that he has been running away from home and stealing, which led him to being placed in multiple state care facilities. When he turned 18 years old and came out of care, he ended up in a gang and did criminal activities and eventually was in and out of jail. There were a few low points in his life, including going through a custody battle where he was worried he was not going to see his children again and the breakup of his marriage.
Bringing a child into the world was, I didn't think I'll have kids. It was a real experience holding a baby, and it really slowed me right down when I started thinking there is a better life out there.
When Mr. Tanu came out of care and had enough of the system, he had a lot of anger towards God. One day, while still in his 20s, his auntie took him to church. The experience started a whole new journey for Mr. Tanu.
I started really getting into the Bible and church and asking God for a lot of forgiveness throughout my time and care and everything I've been through. I was no longer had any hatred towards God or anything that anyone had done in the past.
Mr. Tanu says it's important to him that people know his story and he hopes it will help stop anyone else from having to go through the same experiences.